spiritual practice. I choose my path. After a short break, the sage's assistant invited the disciples to the meditation hall, which was met with sincere joy and awe. The disciples knew that each spiritual practice brought them an unusual new experience and helped them to understand the truth more deeply, to feel the knowledge with the help of sublime emotions, not only with the help of the mind. And each time this experience gave incredibly strong impressions. The keeper of knowledge was already waiting for the students in a spacious room with high ceilings. The curtains of the panoramic windows were drawn so that the bright rays of sunlight would not interfere with the meditation. The master's assistants brought a beautiful iron-forged candlestick with three pyramidal candles into the room. They placed the candlestick on a low table in the center of the hall, lit the candles, and three living fireflies danced in the darkness. And then, the wise man gestured for the disciples to take their places on the prepared mats that were arranged around the table with the candles.
We have talked a lot about the ray of creation, about the order of the laws of the universe, and about the fact that man is able to get out from under the 48th order of the laws, which works on the earth,
said the keeper of knowledge.
We said that man can become more free, that he is able to choose what to do and where to go. Now we are going to do the spiritual practice, I choose my path. This is an ancient sacred practice of the Toltec magicians. They resorted to it to gain power and to get out from under all influences.
The sage's words made a great impression on the disciples. Their eyes sparkled with inspiration, a desire to join the ancient sacred meditation as soon as possible.
Oh, I've heard that Toltec mages could do unimaginable things,
Nicholas said with undisguised admiration.
Yes, that's right,
confirmed the teacher, and his lips touched a mysterious smile.
Toltec mages controlled reality because they were able to get out from under all the influences and stand under the one law of the absolute. This practice contains special attitudes that will help you expand your consciousness and reach other levels of perception, get more degrees of freedom, feel yourself a part of the universe, feel unity with the divine.
Keeper, can we really get out of the 48th order of the laws right now and even get under the level of the absolute?
Helen, a woman in her 30s with long, wavy, honey-colored hair, asked with obvious excitement.
Will we really be free of influences and free to choose our own path?
You can.
The sage answered confidently.
Man is constantly making decisions and choosing his path by his actions, constantly confirming his choice. And when making this choice, we must detach ourselves from everything false, from illusions, society's templates and labels. Stop playing roles and take off masks.
The keeper of knowledge looked at his students with a meaningful look, and after a short pause spoke in a lower and more measured voice, setting the students up for the upcoming meditation.
Sit so that the burning candles are located at a distance of 2 meters from you at eye level. Find a comfortable position. Straighten your back. Straighten your shoulders. And stretch your head upwards.
Following the voice of the sage, the disciples assumed the right posture. The mystical music composed by the Keeper of Knowledge, especially for awakening the consciousness, began to play.
Now relax completely and concentrate simultaneously on 3 burning candles.
Continued the Keeper of Knowledge.
Fix your gaze at 180 degrees. Try to turn off all thoughts and images, concentrating only on the contemplation of the flame.
The sounds of the music of transformation formed a powerful shield from negative influences and disturbing thoughts, creating a safe, energetic space. The students breathed deeply and tried to relax as much as possible, to disconnect from everything external and internal, and directed the spotlight of their attention to the flame of 3 candles. Seeing that the disciples had already concentrated enough and prepared themselves for further immersion in meditation, the sage made a valuable clarification.
Now I will pronounce the attitudes, and you mentally repeat them, as if they were sounding in your head.
He continued speaking, even more measuredly, smoothly, mesmerizingly. His every word resonated in the hearts of his disciples with a vibrating wave of pure light.
Let the radiance pass through me without lingering in my consciousness. All influences that come upon me pass freely through my consciousness, without any resistance or obstacle, and I do not resist them or welcome them. I contemplate them silently.
At that moment, the music changed, and the dynamic rhythms of many ethnic instruments sounded, which harmoniously complemented the voice of the sage and created a magical atmosphere of traveling to a distant galaxy, and at the same time, inside myself.
I am beginning to realize that all the influences, all the war within myself, I create myself, identifying with my thoughts and feelings.
The keeper spoke again. His deep, magnetic voice filled the entire space. It was around and inside. It vibrated with pure energy, carried away with it like the boundless distance of the cosmos.
I freely let everything pass through me without clinging.
The sage paused to give his disciples time to comprehend, to live, to realize the deepest meaning hidden in each word.
I see that no one and nothing can influence me. I, silently looking at everything, am the strongest, for I do not hold on to anything. But at the same time, I accept everything.
With each uttered word, the disciples moved inside themselves and at the same time rose above the earth, aspiring their souls to the depths of the universe itself. The lips of some of the disciples moved, silently repeating the phrases of the sage, and his cosmic voice sounded in their heads, filling their whole being.
I keep letting thoughts and feelings pass through me, and soon I become empty, and this emptiness is the silent knowledge.
The keeper of knowledge saw from the concentrated and spiritualized faces of his disciples that they were following him. He kept pausing after each phrase, taking them step by step, higher and higher.
Slowly, smoothly, without losing this state, I am rising.
The magical music at this moment became even more dynamic. New musical instruments were added. The sounds of Tibetan singing bowls were replaced by the clanging of tam-tams, which set a rousing, vigorous rhythm. Gradually, the sounds of guitars, rhythmic chiming of bells, tapping, sounds of gongs, and some original wind instruments were woven into the musical canvas. All this together created an extraordinary harmony that involved in the cycle of sounds and made one move to the beat, dissolve in the music, becoming an integral part of it.
Go to the dynamic part of the practice,
said the sage.
During the dance, be completely open to the music, but at the same time, feel yourself as a witness of what is happening.
The disciples got up from their meditation mats and began to dance. They gave themselves completely to the process, letting themselves go, moving as their souls suggested. Inside each of them, there was emptiness, and at the same time, silent knowledge. None of them thought about what they looked like, what movements they were making, how they could appreciate their dance. It was a revelation in which each participant of the action had an opportunity to feel himself an observer, to separate from his bodily shell, to dissociate himself from the burden of earthly cares and laws of society, which were pulling him down to the bottom with a heavy stone. When the disciples expressed themselves through dance, the dynamic music began to fade away and the sage continued his meditation.
Sit down on the floor again,
he said in a low, vibrating voice. And all those present, without leaving the meditative state, sank down on the mats, sat in the same posture, straightened their backs, straightened their shoulders.
Concentrate on one thought. I'm the strongest person in the world.
The sage paused again, giving the disciples time to accept and feel this new level of...
I'm not just saying this. I feel an infinite, immense power behind me. I used to have thoughts that there were people who were much stronger than me. I thought so because I was separating them. But now that I have realized that I am one, there is no one who can be stronger than me. No magician can be stronger. Because I am alone in the world, and all the power belongs to me alone.
The disciples continued to mentally repeat the words of the Keeper of Knowledge, and his voice carried them with him into the depths of the cosmos. They connected to the flow of power coming from the center of the universe. They began to feel the irrepressible, powerful energy of the Absolute, which the sage was broadcasting.
I was often told as a child that I was weak, that there were people stronger than me. Now I say, no, I am the strongest person in the world, because I am the Force. I assert the Force. I follow the way of the Force. Before, I was always playing the weak man, letting everybody rule me and influence me. I let others think for me, decide for me.
The expression on the students' faces changed. You could see them fill with power and confidence.
And now I say, no, I choose the path that I think is right, the path that I feel comfortable with. I'm not going to copy anyone, adjust to anyone, or be influenced by anyone. I am power, and my power rules my destiny. I am out of the laws of the earth.
The sage looked at his followers and saw their sensations, feelings, realizations that they were receiving right now. They were no longer here, not in the meditation hall with high ceilings and thick curtains. They did not see the flickering flames of candles and iron-carved candelabrum. Their consciousness expanded beyond the room, the building, the green meadow, and the forest. It went higher, beyond the swirling whitish clouds stretching to the finest ether. It went beyond the boundary of the Earth's atmosphere, felt freedom from the Earth's gravity.
I must remember once and for all that I am the strongest. No one can compare to me. No matter what obstacles come my way, I will overcome them, for there is no equal in strength. I go on and set even higher goals for myself. I get out from under the influence of planets and am no longer under the control of aspect. I control the events of my life myself.
The voice of the Keeper of Knowledge became like thunder, some inevitable elemental force which cannot be resisted, which is the beginning and the end. The irrefutable law of being.
I must stop listening to other people's advice in my life. Other people's advice only leads me astray from the path of the Force. I don't need it at all. I listen and rely on the Force that rules my destiny. I do not hold on to anything, and I have nothing else to protect. I know that only I alone can change myself. No one else can do it. Because there is no one else in this world but me. The planets cannot influence me. I am out of the reach of their laws.
The disciples continued to follow the voice of the sage, expanding their consciousness. It overcame the meteor shower and went out into the interplanetary space permeated with multicolored electromagnetic radiations of planetary systems.
In the past, I was often a victim of circumstances.
The Keeper continued his meditation, transmitting a pure and powerful flow of power to his students.
I didn't see the process. I didn't realize that I was voluntarily succumbing to some influence, relatives or friends. And then, following their advice, I always ended up losing. Before, when my being was divided into many parts, I was at war with myself.
The consciousness of the disciples continued to expand, following the all-pervading majestic voice of the sage. It went beyond the nearest planets.
Now I realize that I created my own enemies and obstacles, all because I didn't believe in myself. Now I not only believe in myself, but I must believe in myself.
The Keeper emphasized the expressions, believe in myself, and must believe in myself, with intonation. And these words were imprinted into the consciousness of each student, became three-dimensional, blossomed in the head with hundreds of meanings.
Just believe is easy and calm, and must believe means feeling death behind your left shoulder and grasping at every straw, using it to maximum advantage.
Following the voice of the sage, the disciples sailed past Venus shrouded in a dense haze of clouds, red, lifeless Mars, moving further and further away, absorbing Mercury and the gas giant Jupiter with all its satellites, passing Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, overcoming the influence of the aspects of the planets and approaching the fiery sun surrounded by a radiant halo of warmth and light.
I come under the influence of Helionia, under the 12th order of the laws of the sun. I manifest creatively in my incarnation. No one can anticipate or predict me. I'm unpredictable. I strive for creation for the benefit of all mankind. All my goals, all my aspirations, all my actions are aimed at creating good, positive, beautiful things that bring joy to people, help them cope with difficulties, inspire them, and give them a point of support. Allow them to admire the beauty and harmony of the world.
The sage was transmitting the energy of the sun through himself and transmitting it, watching his disciples. Their detached, spiritualized faces reflected the words he spoke, embodied the spirit of creation and free creativity, which has no limits and boundaries, which has overcome the slant of false attitudes, laws of society, roles imposed from the outside. The keeper of knowledge felt that his followers had come under the 12th order of the laws. They had risen one step higher, had gained a new level of freedom. He paused to let his disciples feel this level, to live it, to make it their own. When the keeper of knowledge spoke again, his voice became even more sonorous and deep.
I leave the influence of the sun and go higher, to the level of galaxies. I come under the influence of Orilna, under the influence of the 6th order of the laws. I set spiritual goals for myself. I do spiritual practices every day and aspire to the development of my spirit, aspire to the highest. This is the meaning of my life.
The voice of the sage seemed to come from the depths of the bottomless cold cosmos, but at the same time it was very near, in the head and consciousness, which now stretched so far that it embraced the earth, all the planets of the solar system, and the sun itself. The voice rumbled and vibrated with the pure energy of an infinite number of galaxies, taking the disciples with it, raising them to the next stage and placing them under the 6th order of the laws. The consciousness of the disciples broke out beyond the sun and continued to expand, traveling at a great speed between the energies of distant stars flying in the cosmic silence, hundreds, thousands, millions of light years.
I am leaving the influence of the galactic level and moving higher.
The deep cosmic voice sounded again.
I am coming under the influence of Buagiria, under the 3rd order of the laws. I am moving towards holiness. I want to be a pure, holy man. I am detached from the laws of the earthly world. I aspire to the highest goals. I aspire to help people, to bring them light.
The disciples looked with wide-open eyes into the distance, and their brilliance reflected the infinity of the great cosmos. They flew over the galaxies, majestically looking at all worlds. Some of them were lifeless and cold, while in others, active life was booming. Civilizations were blossoming and collapsing. Cities were sinking into the sands of eternity and rising again from the ruins. New species of beings appeared, died, and were reborn.
Everything that mattered before is no longer meaningful to me. Material values are alien to me. I do not seek power and accumulation. Whatever beings attack me in the subtle plane or in the physical world, I know that the Force is on my side. Everything I do by the will of the Force, I always do right. No one can dissuade me of the rightness of what I have done and am doing now.
The Keeper of Knowledge felt the student's consciousness sinking deeper and deeper into meditation and passing to the level of all worlds, acquiring a new degree of freedom.
I know that to doubt the rightness of an action is to miss the power. Even if everyone around me thinks I am doing something wrong, I do not doubt the truth for a second. And that gives me strength. I'm always responsible for my decisions, and I never doubt them. I don't have time to doubt. I only have time to make a decision. The only thing I need and try to do is to be fully responsible for my actions and never regret anything.
The disciples were detached from everything, and at the same time, their perception had never been so acute. They were aware of all the regularities of things. They understood the simple order of things dictated by the three immutable laws of the universe. Everything in the world was intertwined, and every phenomenon had its cause and effect. Now they could clearly see these connecting threads that pierced space and time. For all their diversity, the numerous worlds were one. The keeper paused again and led the disciples on. They had traveled a huge path, and now they had only one step to take.
I'm leaving the influence of the galactic level and coming under the influence of Pralatsarya, under the influence of the one law, of the absolute.
Came the voice of the sage. Now it vibrated and echoed so strongly that its power was so strong. The disciples immediately sensed this connection, reached for it, made another effort and stepped to the next level. Now their faces were especially beautiful in their detachment, in their total aspiration to the highest, the divine.
I set myself the highest goals, to know myself, to know God, to merge with the divine, to merge with the absolute. I become a part of the world ocean of eternity. I aspire to this in each of my incarnations, from life to life, until I reach these higher goals. I am carrying out the divine purpose.
The sage stood before his disciples and spread his hands. A huge pillar of sparkling golden light rushed to him from above, and the guardian received it with the top of his head, letting it pass through him. It was a powerful energy from the very heart of the universe, from Pralatsarya. The space in front of the Keeper of Knowledge shimmered, and golden threads stretched to the sage's followers from the centers of his palms. They entered his pupils from the top of their heads. And a transformation, a real spiritual transfiguration, took place in them. Their bodies and faces shone brightly from within, and some of the disciples, the most sensitive, capable of perceiving subtle energies, began to lift off the floor and hover in the air, levitating. They were now completely free, having fallen under the first level of the laws of the absolute. Something incredible was happening in the room. Unbelievable. Unimaginable. The absolute was here, on the earth, where the 48th order of the laws is in action. The space of the meditation hall was pierced by golden streams of energies. They touched the disciples, giving warmth and vital force for receiving sublime emotions, allowing them to detach themselves from everything external and to cognize the essence of things. The disciples were now on the highest stage. The energy transmitted by the Master helped them to reach the truth, to discard unnecessary things and to feel their divine essence, thus gaining global freedom. This went on for some time, during which the sage looked at the disciples with a bright smile and absolute love. Finally, the keeper's majestic, deep voice filled the surrounding space once again.
Take a deep, slow breath in. Feel how your consciousness returns. It descends from the level of the absolute to the level of all worlds, to the level of galaxies, to the level of the sun, planets of the solar system, reaches the level of the earth, enters the dense earth's atmosphere, passes through a layer of clouds, shrinks to the size of a forest, a small forest lake, a temple lost in the forest. consciousness takes on the size of a room, continues to shrink. Feel your lungs filling with air. You return to your body, but you continue to feel the whole universe within you. Take a deep exhale.
The disciples began to breathe deeply, gradually returning to earth from their long journey back to themselves. Those of them who were in a state of levitation lowered themselves smoothly to the floor. The sage saw their rib cages rise and fall. The disciples opened their eyes, and for a while, the light of distant galaxies was reflected in them.
The universe is within you. You are part of this universe.
The faces of the disciples shone. They felt a genuine elation. They felt a soaring sense of supreme happiness and grace.
Now you have a connection with the Absolute,
the keeper said solemnly.
It's incredible,
Helen said dazedly, one of the first to come to her senses. Her expressive light green eyes were filled with a feeling of light joy, fullness, and boundless love.
I was flying. I was in space. I saw galaxies and worlds.
And I felt God. I felt myself His particle. I was everywhere at the same time, in every point of space,
shared a young guy with high cheekbones and hair gathered in a short ponytail.
Wise one, it seemed to me that I had dissolved into the universe.
Antonia, a young woman with silver gray hair, said quietly.
That I had merged with it, had become one with the whole world.
Great teacher, I never thought it was possible to experience such a thing.
The fragile, brown-eyed girl with swarthy skin and perfect posture said with genuine delight.
This is amazing. Were we really in space? These sensations are so real. But how is it possible?
It is very difficult to get under the level of the Absolute on your own,
said the keeper.
It is almost impossible to do it alone, without spiritual guides.
Great one, did we just do it because of you, your connection to the Absolute?
Tall man in orange robes asked in awe.
Yes, that's right.
The sage smiled, looking at his disciple with fatherly warmth.
But if your goals are high, if you aspire to spiritual growth, if the most important thing in your life is to develop, merge, and unite with God to achieve holiness, then you will always be able to feel such states as you are living now.
But how to keep this feeling of unity in the universe?
Antonia asked.
How to keep it?
Every morning, when you wake up, set spiritual goals for yourself,
answered the sage.
Do not drown in worldly vanity. Do not be influenced by false attitudes and illusions. Do not identify with your masks and roles. Try to separate from all this, to become an observer who looks at it all from the outside. Remember your great purposes. Remember the power that guides you.
Wise one, but how can we do that? Because we live in this society, and these influences are constantly pouncing on us. We cannot completely detach ourselves from the outside world and go into a cave like ascetics, monks, hermits. How can we be?
Helen asked.
You can tune in to me,
the keeper answered simply.
I'm in contact with the Absolute, and through me you will be able to enter an elevated state.
And how to tune in correctly? What do I need to do for this?
You can visualize my image. Remember my voice, my words. Remember the practice we did, the knowledge I taught you. Recall your feelings from meditations. Listen to spiritual music. Open your hearts to sincere prayer. Perform daily practices. Follow my instructions. Do not stop your spiritual development for a minute. In this way, you will be able to be in constant contact with me, and through me, you will be able to go to the Absolute and receive energy to connect with the whole universe.
Great one, is it possible to tune in through magic amulets, through the objects of power?
Asked a brown-eyed young woman, coming closer to the sage and looking into his eyes.
Of course, Catherine.
He nodded.
It is very good of you to ask that. Many of you already have special talismans that are charged with the Force. Through these objects, you will be able to attune with me better. And for those who do not have such talismans yet, I want to make a gift.
With these words, The keeper smiled enigmatically and came to the table, where there were various jewelry, beautiful stones, pendants, bracelets made of wood, leather, and metal.
I want to give you these talismans from the place of power, where I often meditate,
he said, taking one of the smooth, rounded stones in his hands.
In difficult moments, you can always take the amulet, hold it in your hands, visualize my image and attune with me, and through me, feel the connection with the divine, with the absolute.
The disciples came to the sage one by one and received their magical objects. Someone got a pendant with a big stone eye. Others got a carved ring or earrings with semi-precious stones. Others got pieces of stones polished by nature itself, carrying warm living energy. The followers thanked the keeper fervently, inspired and energized for further work on themselves. They had just had an unreal, truly sacred experience. They felt themselves free from the influences of society's laws, from false attitudes, from negative emotions, from roles and masks, from harmful programs and patterns. They dissolved in the universe and felt themselves a part of it. And now, returning to the earth, they felt this connection and this unity in themselves. And the teacher was ready to support each of the students to give them the opportunity not to lose this connection, so that each of them could freely choose their path. The day spent with the Keeper of Knowledge, like everything in the material world, was coming to an end. But infinite was the radiance of spiritual values, which the Master was able to pass on to his disciples in awe and boundless trust. And through them, to those who still only dreamed of knowing the truth.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.